everyone to this edition of Best Author Interviews with the Working Writers Coach. This is Suzanne Lorenz, and today I'm really excited because we're going to be doing something just a little bit different from our typical fiction and nonfiction books. So if you've always wanted to become an online entrepreneur, and gosh, so many people have these days, you're going to love this interview today. I'm going to be talking with Connie Reagan Green, who makes a wonderful living as an online entrepreneur and has just created an enviable life for herself. So the book we're going to talk about today is her newest book. It's called Doing What It Takes, The Online Entrepreneur's Playbook. So welcome, Connie. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks so much for having me, Suzanne.
Yeah, this is going to be really fun. Now, I want to not take too much time to go into your background because you do a lot of that in the book, and it's just wonderful. I think that's one of the neatest parts about the book is telling us what you did and how you got to that. But tell us just a little bit about your background, how you became an online entrepreneur, and then how you started to become an author as well.
All right. Well, I was a classroom teacher for 20 years. I've taught kindergarten through high school, and I really did love teaching. It was a passion of mine. I didn't become a teacher until I was 30, so I did it with great intention. And it was actually after Kristen McAuliffe died in the shuttle explosion that I was standing in front of the TV, and I thought, I always wanted to be a teacher. I'm going to do it. And within a year, I was. So over the 20 years, though, many things changed. The school system changed, the administration changed, and I changed. And the whole thing left me exhausted and feeling like I really wanted to do something else. Simultaneously, I was working in real estate so I could earn enough money for everything because I'm in Southern California. Things are expensive. And so I decided that I was going to, after 20 years, I was going to leave teaching and leave real estate and do something else. It took me about a year to figure out what that something else would be, and I was led to online entrepreneurship. And within a few months of coming online, I realized that if I didn't get serious about writing, I wasn't going to be successful, that was going to be just the primary skill that I was going to have to develop. And I was someone who had talked about writing for years. I had wanted to write since I was 11 or 12 years old, but I had talked about it more than I had done it. And so here I was, age 50, leaving teaching in real estate behind, coming online, and I thought, this is how I'm going to turn myself into a writer. And I did it day by day.
Wow, wow. That's amazing. So many people want to become writers, but, you know, like you say, they talk about it more than they write. But what I find so interesting, too, is nowadays, you know, so many people want to become online entrepreneurs. And what they don't seem to realize is that writing is such a big part of that. So if you love to write, I always say, wow, you know, online marketing, online entrepreneurship, that's the perfect job for people that love to write. So you're going to kind of show us how to do that in this book called Doing What It Takes, The Online Entrepreneur's Playbook. So just tell us a little bit about the book. I know in the book you said this was the book you were destined to write. So tell us why that is and what the book's all about.
Well, slowly, over time, I realized that the life I had led before I came online, before I started my business as an entrepreneur, was really a life of mediocrity. I had gone over and above occasionally, but definitely not regularly, and it would have been beyond my wildest imagination to think I would have done that daily. And instead, I was just kind of doing what it took to keep the job and keep my life going, but I didn't do what it takes to really stand out in life. And I realized this over time, and I thought, you know, with my business now, nothing happens unless I make it happen. So with teaching, you have the job, and you know where you're going and what you're doing. You're working with the other teachers and everything. And with real estate, I was getting assignments from attorneys and CPAs and mortgage brokers and banks, this and that. So I knew what they wanted me to do. But as an entrepreneur, you just have to make it happen. And so I kind of changed how I did things, and every single day I went over and above. You know, I was writing more, and I was creating information products and speaking around the country and finally around the world. And I thought, this is what people need to do. They need to change their life and really step up. And I kept coming back to this phrase, do what it takes to be successful. Mm-hmm. So it was a year and a half ago. I do two live events a year down in Los Angeles, and I was at one of my events. and it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it was Saturday evening, and I had gone out to dinner with three or four of the people, and when we came back to the hotel and came into the lobby, three more of my people were waiting for me to speak with me. And so even though I was tired, I go to bed pretty early, I went and sat down to speak with them, and two of them actually broke down, and they said, "This is so hard. We aren't getting the results we want, and we really need your help." And the conversation that came from that, where I told them, I said, because the two of you are not doing what it takes, and I gave them examples of things they were letting go, and I said, it reminds me of all the years of my teaching in real estate where I wasn't willing to do the extra things, to, no matter if you're tired, you still do it. No matter what's happening in your life, you still do things. And so after speaking with them, and this went on for a couple of hours, I went back to my room, and I completely cast aside the entire agenda for Sunday. I rewrote it, and that's when I started this idea of doing what it takes. And I told them then what had happened. I said, you know, you saw me in the lobby with a couple of the people, and I said, we really had very serious emotional conversations, and I said, this is all new for today. And I started it with some motivational videos, like from Will Smith. He's fantastic. And I just went into more details of things, and I told him, I said, this is going to be my next book. I knew I was going to write another book. I didn't know when or what it was about, but I said, I'm going to go home tomorrow, Monday, and on Tuesday I'm going to start the book. And I did, and I wrote the book in about 4.5 weeks. So this is how this all came about, and I'm getting great feedback on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I love the book. Now, this isn't your only book, though. You've been a best-selling author for a while with quite a few books. What's it been like for you to be a best-selling author? What has that done for you and your business and career?
Well, with the first book, so the first book I wrote in 2010, so it's only been just over 6 years, and that book was difficult because I still, even though I was writing articles and blog posts and short reports, I wasn't writing books, and I didn't even understand the concept of an outline. Somebody had told me to do an outline, and I didn't really even know what they meant. And so that book came from 50 blog posts that I did, and it's huge profits with a tiny list, 50 ways to use relationship marketing to increase your bottom line. And I put together all those posts, and then I wrote about each one and divided it into sections and did the best I could. But just with that first book that, you know, wasn't very well written, and it wasn't conceived in a way that I do these days, I got such great feedback, and people began asking me to speak at their events, at their marketing events, and just everything in my business changed literally overnight. It was the summer of 2010, and so that encouraged me, and I thought that I need to really refine what it is I'm doing with these books, and I need to write more of them. And so Doing What It Takes is, I think it's the 14th of the books. I had met Joe Vitale. He and I have become friends, and he always signs off with, he says, author of too many books to mention. And I told him that was my goal, and I think at this point that has actually come about.
Yeah, that's great. That's wonderful. Well, I think you're right. Things change when you have a published book to your name. I found that true many years ago myself. So that's wonderful that you've got all these books. But you mentioned how that first book was a little bit, you know, difficult to write because you didn't really know what you're doing. But what do you think overall then is the most difficult part of writing a book, even today, now that you know more about the process?
Well, the process now, I feel like I really have it down. And, you know, I do the outline and all of that. I think the most difficult part for me is really defining and then refining the message that I want to project, that I want to share from the book. So right now I have, you know, the next book in mind, and it's going to be about the work ethic. And so I've started, I write for some print publications, and I've written about it there. I've talked about it on a podcast. I've written a blog post about it to get the idea out there. And right now, over the next couple of months, I'll be saying, okay, now what is it I want to share? What is the message? What can I, if I can get that down to just a paragraph, what is it that I want people to take away from what I write on this topic in relation to what I do as an online entrepreneur?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, your focus, that's the most important part of sitting down to write any book, you know, knowing what you're focused in. So I can totally understand. So when you're working on these books, because I know I've read in the books about your writing process and also your business process, what all you do, because you get to do some wonderful things during the day since you work for yourself, but you're also pretty disciplined and stuff. So what do you, though, enjoy most about the process of writing a book?
Well, I really enjoy, you know, knowing that I'm going to do it during a certain period of time, because I'm pretty focused on the book during the month that I write it.
I
really am. So during that time, I don't do a lot of writing other than that, and I also don't do any reading, which is how I like to read. So I feel that I'm influenced too much by things that I'm reading. So I'm just doing the writing, and typically I'm writing for an hour to an hour and a half every day.
Just on the book.
Just on the book, and I do that early in the morning, as early as possible. So that's usually 6:30 to 7:30 or 6:30 to 8, and I will tend to do it 7 days a week, at least the first 10 days.
Wow.
Before slowing down.
Do you have a kind of a projected or a production schedule kind of plan for how many books you want to write a year, or how often you want to get them out? Because the way you do these books, you said, you know, it takes just a couple of months to get a book written. Why is that, that you want to get the book done so quickly?
I feel that, you know, my mind can stay extremely focused for that period of time. And if it went on even 2 months at this point, it's too much thought power. So I'm having to expend too many brain cells to be able to do my other things, you know, as well. And the truth is, if I could just write all day long for 7 days, and I have done that one time. I wrote one book with the late Jeff Hoff. We wrote our time management strategies for entrepreneurs. We wrote it together in 7 days. But I really like spending a month or so, you know, 4 to 6 weeks with it, because it's just, it becomes all-encompassing. It's my entire world during that time, and I really don't want to do that ongoing. In terms of how many books I want to write, I definitely want one every year, because I like to submit them to a variety of places that do some judging of books, and they'll promote your books, the Small Business Marketing Awards, things like that. And recently I was part of the Global eBook Awards. That's changed, though. Dan Pointer has passed away last year, and so that one I probably wouldn't participate in again now. But I like that idea of having at least one book out every year. And because it's been, you know, just over 6 years and I have 14 books, and I've done even a little bit more than that, but no more than two in a year probably at this point.
Wow. I know you've got just an incredible work ethic, even though you don't maybe work all day long. And I always tell writers that I coach, you know, you don't write all day long usually. There are a lot of things you can do during a day. And to get a book finished, it just takes a few hours on a regular basis to get the book done. And tell us that little phrase you use all the time, though, when you're telling people something about do what you need to do for a year. How does that go?
Okay, so it's do for a year what others won't. Live for the rest of your life the way others can't.
Wow, yeah. And
that was my experience. That's what I did. That first year, I was willing to give up everything. I was watching some television, recording things. I stopped doing that. I stopped going to the movies. I was doing way too much of that. So I stopped doing things that I really enjoyed because I wanted to do something that would carry me through for life.
And also, I like what you said about you aren't just willing to do, you know, the minimum or what it took to get by. You really wanted to excel at things, and you realized you were going to have to change things, you know, in order to make that happen. So that's a lot of good stuff to remember no matter what we're trying to do. Now, we mentioned marketing a little bit, and I know that, you know, it's difficult to write a book sometimes, but then it's often more difficult to market the book. So what do you do to market your book?
Well, the marketing part is interesting because, you know, all those years I was in real estate, I didn't understand marketing at all, and I would have done much better in real estate if I had, but I thought it was something I did after I had nothing else to do, that I had to do it. So when I came online, I actually became a marketer before I became a true writer, and I think that's been very beneficial because that's always in the back of my mind, what I'm going to be doing. So to market a book, it's nice to have a platform that you create for yourself. And my platform is my two blogs that I've been blogging on now for so many years, because it's been over 10 years since I came online, and one blog is 10 years old and the other one's about 8 years old. And then also I do the podcast. I do two different podcast series. And so it's part of a book that I wrote in 2014. It's called Book, Blog, Broadcast, The Trifecta of Entrepreneurial Success. And so with your book, that's just one point of the triangle. You want to have your blogs, and then the broadcast, I consider the podcast and also a YouTube channel. So I'm always talking about the books that I've written and the book I'm writing. And people around me, sometimes when they see me, and this just happened yesterday, I was at a Rotary meeting in Santa Clarita where I live part-time, but I'm not a member of that Rotary Club anymore. I'm a member in Santa Barbara where I live the other half of the time. And several people, when they came up to me, they said, "Do you have a new book out? Are you writing a book?" So now they're used to that idea, and so that's part of my marketing where I talk about it. And I think it's important to let people know that you are a writer. And here I am face-to-face with you, and I'm telling you I'm a writer. Here I am on the audio, you know, whether it's a podcast or on YouTube with your video, and they can even see you, and you're talking about your topics. And then in written form on a regular basis with your blogs. And that way when you build up a platform, and social media comes into that, but I don't really consider social media alone any way to market. It really isn't. It's a way to let people know who you are and that writing is something that's a big part of who you are and how you help people.
Well, you get a lot of opportunities through your writing, through your business, but your writing plays a lot of that, you know, success and opportunities. Because I know you recently spoke at a writer's event in Europe. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So I love to go international with the speaking. And in the summer, I go over and spend time with my extended family in Finland and Sweden. And we visit some countries over there. And this summer, I thought, I want to make it interesting. I want to see if there's an event that I could present out. And first, I was just looking in Finland and Sweden. And in the Netherlands, because I'm in Amsterdam on the way typically. And I didn't see anything. And then I came across something. It was just a little blurb. They had actually sent a press release. And it was about not a writer's conference, but it was a marketing event for writers. And it was in London. It was right around 200 people who had been published in the past year. And for most of them, it was the first book. And they wanted ideas, like, okay, I have the book, what should I do now? Because they had, you know, typical, they had written the book first and published it, and then they were thinking about how they could turn that into something more. And so I invited myself to the conference as a speaker. I said, I believe I'd be a good fit, and I gave them links where they could look me up. And I said, I've decided I'm going to be flying through London on my way to see my family, and I'll be flying through London on my way back. So I said, it won't even be out of my way. And so I went ahead and booked my flights. And sure enough, they wrote back, and they said, yes, you would be a good fit. And so they had me slotted really just for an hour on one of the days. And I went, and they really enjoyed what I had to share so much, they let me come back the next day. And I had just a wonderful 2 days with them, and I believe I added very much value to that event.
Right. And then also for yourself, you know, promoting your business, thinking how many more people across the world know about you and what you do and your book. So that's
Exactly. It's funny. I always think of London as being a small place. I don't know where I got that in my head years ago, but there are millions of people there, and people are willing to travel great distances to get into London, and it's easy to do by train, and the whole thing was great. And I really wanted to share with people that how the marketing can really be part of what you do every day before you start writing, while you're writing, and definitely afterwards.
And people listening to this podcast today, just go to Amazon and look at Connie Reagan Green, and you're going to find some of her books there. And I think I've read most all your books. I don't know if there are any I haven't read, but you've got some really good information, not just for online entrepreneurs in terms of internet marketing, but just for writers in general. And like you said, marketing your books, learning how to use your books to expand your writer platform, you know, get more people out there to know what you do and who you are. So that's really great.
Thanks so much, Suzanne. You are so kind. I appreciate you so very much.
Oh gosh. Well, thank you. Yeah. I love I love helping authors promote their books because, you know, I love to write and I just know what it's like to have books and things out there. Now, you mentioned your website, so let's tell people besides Amazon.com, where can they learn more about you and your books? And also, you're not just an author. People are wanting to learn how to become an online entrepreneur. You've got all sorts of programs and workshops and different, you know, like you said, you have a live event periodically throughout the year. Where can people learn more about all the things you have to offer us?
Well, if they go over to ConnieGreen.com, that's the fastest way. That will forward to ConnieReaganGreen.com because people sometimes misspell Reagan. It's R-A-G-E-N. So ConnieGreen.com will take you right there and you can see more. And, you know, another thing, Suzanne, you've known me from the very beginning. You've known me from the time that it was all I could do to write a 250-word article every day. So I feel like you and I have, you know, traveled different paths at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I know. I just can't even imagine you not being able to write anything, though, because you're so prolific. That's just amazing. Well, Beth, this interview has been really fun. I want to end with maybe you giving your best tip for aspiring authors.
If writing is something that you want to do, then you must do it. So writer, E-R at the end, is someone who writes. So, you know, learn a lesson from me. All those years that I wanted to write and didn't write, that was a mistake. And the reason it was a mistake was because I was self-conscious. I kept saying, what would they think if they saw my writing? And I thought, who are they? And it was people I used to teach with and people I knew in my day-to-day life. And the truth was that most of them were never going to see anything that I did. And so when I started writing every single day, and I started just by challenging myself to write a 250-word article every day, and I was going to do 100 articles in 100 days, and I didn't do it. I did it in 78 days. So my tip for you would be just write every day. Write something. Write something that you know about, something that you enjoy, and over time that writing gets better and better, and it makes sense that it would. So do it.
Great. Wonderful. I want people to know, too, that we've only covered the tip of the iceberg here in terms of tips and things Connie has for you. This book, Doing What It Takes, the Online Entrepreneur's Playbook, really gives you a lot more information about Connie. I mean, things were not so easy as she makes it sound here. She's overcome a lot of obstacles and challenges to get her business to the level it is now. But the amazing part is when you read this book, Doing What It Takes, you realize that if Connie can do this, you know, most of us can do it. Anybody can do it in a sense. You just got to know what to do. She sort of outlines that for you in this online entrepreneur's playbook. So it's available at Amazon.com. Also, learn more about Connie at ConnieGreen.com. And listen to some of her podcasts that she does there, too. They're great. And you can find out more about her coaching programs and workshops and everything. So thanks again, Connie, and best of luck with your business and your books. And I'll always be looking for the next one.
Thanks so much, Suzanne.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.